we literally pulled a turntable out of the back room because Taylor Bauer walked into the station this morning with the Jayhawks album under his arm, and you're pretty excited about this. You're geeked about this album.
I wasn't even going to try to pick it up. I haven't been like a diehard Jayhawks fan, but when I heard the new album, I was like, okay, I need a copy of this now. I need to tell John that he needs to listen to it, like, today.
He does this all the time, by the way.
Yeah, no, I trust myself, and I know that you enjoy good music, so when I hear something that I really, really enjoy, I know you're one of the first people I bring it to.
Well, what cut are we listening to right now?
We are listening to track 3, Lovers of the Sun.
She's a lover of the sun.
Beach Boys have nothing to do with country music or anything, you know, alternative punk. That's the last thing you would think of when you think Beach Boys. But this song has such like a, the vocals sound like Brian Wilson to me. The instrumentation is so light, feels very like, this is a summer song that you'd listen to on the way to the beach or when you're hanging out with your friends. There's just a really lighthearted feel to it that sometimes, you know, you don't get a ton of lightheartedness in country music all the time. It tends to be very serious, very dramatic, a little emotional. The title speaks for itself. It just sounds very, very bright.
How does the album stack up to other Jayhawks albums?
Well, it's kind of funny because the title of the album comes from the French author Proust, who wrote In Search of Lost Time, which talks all about kind of like how these memories in our lives come up randomly. You know, you can think about something that happened to you 20 years ago that hadn't been on your mind since maybe it happened or maybe a couple days after. And the sound of the album really reflects, you know, they've been a band for 30 years at this point. They've gone through their ups and downs. This sounds like they're looking back fondly while also understanding that the past is the past and you have to keep moving on.
Standing on the landing, looking down at me.
I think they've had a lot of instances where turmoil in their band, you know, both with the sound of the band and how the music was coming up and how their relationships with one another were kind of deteriorating. This seems like a fond farewell to whatever they were holding on to when they tried to reunite in 2011. And this is much more of a, the past was great and we did some really wonderful stuff, but this is where we're moving forward. Really just kind of like this next step where I feel like they could put another album out every 2 or 3 years and it wouldn't get boring.
Well, take us to another track, would you?
Sure. Well, let's move over to side two. First track on side two is Ace, and it's actually, it reminds me a lot of like the Velvet Underground. Yeah, there's a lot of like screeching guitar. There's a ton of texture there. You know, a lot of their songs, because there's such great songwriting happening within the band, it's not necessarily something they focus on. You know, they're a lyrical band for me. Their lyrics are extremely intellectual. All the songs are very well written. Pays a lot of homage to older country music and even some punk. And this song gives a little bit more credit to how good it feels just to listen to like someone just wail on a guitar. They're just kind of letting the amp speak as if like it's the lead vocalist on this song.
We're listening to the new Jayhawks album. Our morning edition producer, Taylor Bauer, is taking us through this brand new album. The Jayhawks have been around for 30 years now. What was your entry into the Jayhawks? Why are you so enamored with them?
That's funny you say that because, I mean, they formed when my parents were graduating high school, which is insane because, you know, neither of my parents are fans. So this is one of those things where I kind of found them on my own. I actually started listening to Wilco when I was in high school. Had a couple friends who were like, yeah, like, there's this great Chicago band. It's a little hard to get into because it's kind of serious. It's a little dark. But, you know, this guy has a really cool voice. He sounds like he's like miserable and happy at the same time, this kind of melancholy feel. And so I started working my way backwards, you know. So Jeff Tweedy, frontman of Wilco, was in a band before that called Uncle Tupelo, and they were a band in the late 80s, early 90s that kind of formed while this entire scene was being created around this alternative country sound, which wasn't really a thing before a band like Uncle Tupelo and the Jayhawks. And what it is basically is it's roots music, tied in with post-punk harshness or aggressiveness. And what you have is you have this kind of frantic country sound that is really combining to form this idea that there's a calm before the storm, and it's all happening within like 3.5-4 minutes. You know, the Jayhawks and Uncle Tupelo were the bands and the scene that like formed Wilco, but I kind of worked my way backwards, and I really got into this idea that like country music didn't have to be so boring, and punk music didn't have to be so, I don't want to say mindless, but it didn't have to just be about being loud. Kind of puts a thoughtfulness into punk music and an energy into country music that I didn't really get from either of the genres on their own.
You got time for one more song we could, or you had a couple more songs?
Yeah, no, the second to last song on the album is actually, it's called Lies in Black and White. So this is a really special song for me because it brings me back to, you know, I said the Jayhawks weren't a band that I grew up listening to, but my dad's a huge REM fan, so I grew up with REM, and this song to me sounds like it could have been a cut from like Life's Rich Pageant. What I really enjoy about it is it's a little bit catchy. You know, there's a bit of a melody to it. Not that the other songs you can't, you know, tap your toes to or sing along with or hum along with the melody. But this has like a hook where you could maybe see it in maybe like the early to mid-90s when this scene had really taken off and gotten a hold on a lot of different scenes around the country. This is a song that I think could have gotten a lot of radio play.
There are two leads to the station, and I listen.
You know, the songs that we've listened to on the album together are not songs that sound like they should be on the same album, and I love that, you know, and I think that if you're an alternative country band, you could maybe get bogged down in this idea that, like, okay, this is what we have to sound like, but I feel like over the 30 years they've been as a band, they understand that they're not just one thing anymore. I mean, that's 3 decades of not only growing up as a person and becoming an individual, and, you know, individuals change over time, but they're also not, you know, the 20-year-old kids they used to be who listened to punk music and just decided, like, oh, let's try this new thing. They've had a lot of time to kind of, like, let this career in music simmer, I guess, and they've really kind of found themselves to be not so one-dimensional, like, I think a lot of bands do. I mean, Wilco did the same thing after Uncle Tupelo broke up. You had Jeff Tweedy realizing, how are you going to put out the same album every 3 years when it's just fast country music? This album as a whole for me is so much more of a complete idea. And, you know, with the title going back to the idea of memories and how the past is the past, but it's part of the present and it's there for the future, but it's not the future itself. You really have this idea that, like, they've come full circle and this could really be like a new era of the band if they continue to keep touring and recording together.
So glad we pulled the turntable out, Taylor Bauer. This is thanks for taking us through the new Jayhawks album.
Of course, yeah.